Welcome to the Sunday School time, and our focus of the lesson this morning is on recognizing God's authority, and I was kind of putting that together with thinking about Father's Day this morning, and God's sovereignty, and as dads. And I was thinking about my own family. I didn't have anything to do with who my dad was. I didn't have any say in where I would grow up. That had something to do with God. And it wasn't an accident where God placed us in history. And as a dad, I had little to do with who my children would be. Gender, personality, some of that stuff, looks. I didn't have much to do with that. But God had lots to do with it. And since this is Sunday school, I thought I'd ask a few of the younger ones to say something that they liked about their dad. So I picked a few people, and if there's a few more that want to say something about their dad, you're welcome to too, okay? So Laura, what do you have to say about your dad?
My dad has been a very good influence on my family. If we have a problem, he always listens. I love you, Dad.
All right. Let's pick Gabriel, too.
I would just like to thank my dad, as he's been there for me, like when I need help, and he's been a good father to me. I couldn't have picked a better father.
All right. And I saw a hand back there. Cheyenne, did you have your hand up? Do you want to say something about your dad?
My dad likes to go in Africa, and he likes to play with me.
All right. Thank you, Cheyenne. That's great. Anyone else, the younger crew, have something they want to say about their dad? Well, let's turn to Psalm 29. Thank you, guys, for that. I want to read a passage here in Psalm 29. And think about God's sovereignty, his power, his authority that he has in our world. I'm going to read from the New Living. Give honor to the Lord, you angels. Give honor to the Lord for his glory and strength. Give honor to the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I remember as a child thinking when it thundered that that must be God talking up there. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf and Mount Hermon to leap like a young bull. The voice of the Lord strikes with lightning bolts. The voice of the Lord makes the desert quake. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts, glory! The Lord rules over the floodwaters. The Lord reigns as king forever. The Lord gives his people strength, and the Lord blesses them with peace. As dads were celebrated today, and we've needed help in getting where we are as dads, and we'll probably continue to need help. And I think my encouragement this morning is allow God to reign as king in your life, not just as dads, but give him rightful place in your life. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, And thank you, Lord, that you have all authority and you're sovereign and you've placed us in history for a purpose. It's not an accident. And as dads, you've given us, first of all, you've placed us in homes that you wanted us, and you've given us children you wanted us to have. And thank you for this morning, and I pray that you would be with this Sunday school time, Lord, to lead our lives, our minds to you and to who you are. Help us not to miss it. In Jesus' name, amen.